Hi everyone. So we have looked at the basics around the project management, resources, and what all things are involved in managing the resources. But now let's look at how resource planning is being done. How different aspects of resource needs to be planned, right? So developing a resource plan is very, very important aspect of resource planning. So when we say human resource plan, basically involves all the human resources, but not limited to human. It can be material, tools which are required to ensure that the project objective is achieved. Developing a human resources plan is a what is a human resource plan? Basically, it's a strategic document outlining different resources which are required now or in future, at what quantities, at what time, and what are the cost and budgets and availability of that resources. That is documented in a human resources plan. What are the roles which are going to be played by them? Roles and responsibilities, relationships between this team members who are involved in a project for completing the project or achieving the goal. So major responsibility that a project manager needs to execute, or the team which needs to execute to ensure the project success. That is a purpose of a human resource plan. But the project manager sets their schedule, deadlines, deliverables. What do you mean by deliverables? Deliverables are outcomes. If you pour a concrete, you will have a concrete road. So deliverables are the outcomes which are delivered by the team. Time, schedule, constraints have to be managed. Project budget needs to be managed. Team which is experienced and competent only can do this. Who can meet this challenge? That is why the project manager needs to understand what, when, how of the resource planning. So selecting, developing, and managing the project team is very, very important. I again reiterate a topic which we covered last time also, a movie. When do I require a music director? When do I require a fight master? When do I require a choreographer? It's all decided depending on the constraints, budget, timelines of the project. And a project manager needs to define it into resource management plan, human resource management plan. It helps this project or resource management plan helps us give clarity or to manager as well as the project team or stakeholders or the sponsors about what all things are involved, what different kinds of resources. Now imagine a construction project. We do require laborers, but with that, we require heavy equipments for excavation, okay, RCC trucks, okay, then lifts, which will carry the heavy load to the top floors. All these are also resources and they cost money. If you have seen the bridges being built, the beams which are lifted by the cranes are also resources involved in the project. So this staff management or human resource management plan will define how, when the team members will be acquired or required depending on the project scenarios. Also, are there any training requirements which are associated with? Are there any gaps which I need to fill? Okay. People know about, you know, AI, but they are not trained, they have not used. So I need to ensure that team is up to date, a software industry project. Okay. Nowadays, people use solar panels, if you have noticed, you know, to fulfill the gap of the electricity requirement during a construction phase of project. So they will install solar panels. So dependency on the electricity which is acquired from outside or government sources can be managed properly. So recognition rewards is also very important aspects, you know, which you need to understand. People need to be recognized, people need to be awarded, otherwise they will feel demotivated. We are going to look at all the aspects of it later on, but let's move on ahead. Now, project roles which are there, you know, what do you mean by roles basically? There is a difference between a role and a designation. Okay, people play roles in the team, but they can have different designation than the role. Okay, so I am a mother at home. My role is to ensure my kids are being taken care of, but here I am your professor. The role which I am playing in this project is of a professor. Okay, my designation might be different, but the role which I play in the whole project scenario is different. Also, the compliance considerations are also need to be taken care of, like a safety. Okay. Safety regulations, rules and regulations need to be followed as per the environment, project environment. Like I gave you example of mining. In mining, safety is very, very important. But in case of event management, safety is not important. The enjoyment, the full-fledged experience, the visual experience is very important. So compliance also plays an important part in this. So when we talk about human resources planning activities, they are broadly divided into three main categories. First is acquiring the team. What do I mean by acquiring the team? As I said, you need to understand that what all resources I need to have, and then I need to ensure that they are available at the right time, right place, in right quantities for me to work with or for my project to work with. So acquiring team includes confirming acquiring team necessary to complete the project. This means the performing activities like, you know, staff assignment, managing resource calendars, updating project plan, everything which is involved around the project. So software development teams generally have, you know, this kind of setup, you know, when do I require a tester? Tester person who is checking if the work is being done properly or not. So tester. Do I require start? No. I require when the product is developed, I need to check it. We call it quality check. Tester is nothing but a quality check person. They will check if the quality is according to the needs of the customer or the stakeholders or sponsors. So you need to decide when and where these are needed. Second step, develop the team. What do I mean by developing a team? Developing team means assigning or rather upskilling the people. Okay. When you, I'll tell you from my experience, when I started working as a software developer or person who is entering into a software development field, I was very tentative. I was not aware of the processes which are involved. Okay. Interpersonal skills. How do I write emails? Professional emails. Then slowly I started understanding this. This knowledge comes, but many times you need to train the people to communicate. Like, you know, the way I'm communicating with the people or writing emails within Indian continent or Asian continent, okay, will be different than the way I communicate with the people who are located across the globe, like USA, Canada, UK, Germany. The way the language is being presented, the way the people communicate might be different. So overall, I need to upskill my team. train my skill, behavior skills, technical skills. I need to develop my skills. Team, to ensure that they are at an appropriate skill level so that my output which is created is according to the needs of the customer. Next is managing the team. Very, very also very important aspect or which needs to be managed, you know, managing the team function is very, very important from project manager. I've been talking about this from the start, you know, tracking team member performance, providing feedback, where are they going wrong? Are there any clashes? Are there any issues with the work? Are there any issues with the setup? Okay. Do I have a proper skill or resources to ensure the work gets good? Now I'm planning, let's say, a simple example is, you know, problems which, small problems which can arise. I have planned an activity of ensuring that the beams are lifted by crane and they are put on the pillars in the night between 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. Now, what is the complexity? Imagine, people, you know, it's a night time, correct? So, in the night time, what is the most important aspect which is needed is electricity, lights, proper floodlights for me to look at where I'm lifting and putting. Simple, but very, very important. These kind of problems or issues teams can face, and project manager or a manager needs to ensure that they are resolved. Managing the team. The team have proper resources to work with. They have proper skills. Okay. Developing your team in the right direction. Okay. Like a cricketer. If you feel that the cricketer is a very good bowler, but his skills in a slow overs need to be built so that he can do a long hitting, I need to train him at least to defend the ball, right? Okay. Or a all-rounder needs to develop his skill little bit so that he can put a spin bowling also, right? Okay. So these are aspects which we need to understand and as a project manager and manage them. So before we move further with the planning process, we need to understand that the plan which we are preparing can be differently adapted by the performing organization. So different organizations have different structures. How do they perform? Like, you know, if it is a government organization, the way they do their work might be different than the which is done in a professional or private organization. The work which is done in a pharma company is far more different, or rather the steps which are done in pharma company might be different than the BFSI organization. For BFSI, security and secrecy is very important. For pharma companies, documentation and innovation is more important. So, how do I develop the skills of the resources? In pharma, the innovation, resource, creativity needs to be promoted. But in banking and financial sector, people with high degree of loyalty, honesty and secrecy or security related awareness are very important. So I need to develop with these skills. Okay. So organization and team structure, when we talk about the organization structure, defines how activities such as task allocation, coordination are directed towards the project objectives. It can also be considered through which the individual can see the organization and its environment. The structures can play major role in this. You know, I told you about, you know, organizing. The term here which I will quote here is organization breakdown structure. How the organization is broken down into different departments. Okay. Earlier, we talked about verticals, tiers, right? Pharma tiers or, you know, people with specific knowledge, product knowledge, BFSI knowledge or pharma knowledge, or people with AI knowledge, people with Java knowledge or app development knowledge, depending on that, how your organization is structured. Organization breakdown structure defines how your teams are being formed or managed. So it can be structured in different ways depending on what objectives or values they want to achieve and how they operate within that structure. Okay. So large software development companies are usually organized into departments. I have talked about this. So project team can be, you know, basically criteria of staff specialization in terms of product lines or customers, geographical location. So geographical location, this team or this vertical will work only in the time of 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the night because they are catering to European region. Okay. This group of people will work in BFSI domain. So they have expertise related to banking and financial related aspects of the different types of project. So this vertical or this structure, organization structure will work only on BFSI project. This team will work only on the projects which are run in European region. Now there is an overlap also, if you see. A European project which is in a BFSI section. That also can happen. So that is how this organization breakdown structure is very, very important. So we might organize different training section, overlapping, you know, sessions for the team so that, you know, you understand what needs to be done, what all things are required. Okay. So effectiveness of this is very, very checking, or basically this is very, very important. So effectiveness of developers in achieving the project goals or objectives significantly are affected by how a department is organized or team is organized or an individual within that team is organized. Okay. So effective functioning depends on mainly two points: department structure and team structure. So a team, how is it structured? I told you, overlapping, you know, a BFSI team for European region. So within department, how your team is structured. Okay. So department can be broadly divided into three, again, different sections: functional departments, project, and metrics. Functional, projects, and metrics. Functional formats or functional departments, what we called, okay, they are basically marked, like, you know, to give you a simple example before I start, is marketing team or finance team. They specialize in doing marketing related activities, or they specialize, financial teams are specializing in the work which they are doing. So when we talk about functional, they understand their function in depth. Okay. So a financial team will understand how the financial budgets aspects of the project need to be managed. Taxes. Okay. Okay. Contracts have to be managed. They are expert in that area. So functional group can be divided based on their specialized knowledge. They know what needs to be done. Like, you know, cloud, networking. People know how these things to be managed for a customer. Or database, testing. I specialize in testing. I specialize in database. I specialize in cloud monitoring. Okay. So functional format, they are expert in their way of working. Okay. So functional group, a project team can take people from different functions. So I'm a very good coder. I know what needs to be done. Okay. So a designer, coder, project, there might be different team and there is a functional organization. So people in a functional organization or a functional team basically belong to a function. and they will contribute their services to project team, like a finance person. The finance person will be involved in all the financial aspects of the project, but he is still part of the finance team. Okay? He is still part of the finance team. But for resource for the project team, they will contribute their expertise on creating the contract, invoicing, billing aspects of the project. Okay, that's a functional structure or functional department structure. So now coming to project format. Project format of structure is task oriented. For a task, resources will be assigned. Okay, resources assigned to the project, and they are expected to perform all the activities required to meet the project object. Okay, when assigning the resources, the project team takes care that, you know, members from different functional groups form a project team, hence comprising all the skills required to complete the project. Once the project is completed, they will go back to their respective functional group. They are part of the team. They are part of the team. Please understand the difference. In a functional organization, the reporting of the resource is still with the head of the finance team. But here, the people will join the project team and they will go back to the respective department once the work is done. In a functional versus project, you know, ease of staffing. Ease of staffing. Functional structures provide an efficient solution, as any number of resources can be brought in to work on a project. They return to their groups, you know, as I said, once the work is done. Whereas in case of project team format, manager has less choice but to work with fixed number of resources. These resources work for entire duration of the project. Many resources idling in the initial stages, but later on they ramp up, or later phases the work pressure increases. Okay. Next, job specialization. The functional team structure help developers to specialize in particular tasks, as I told, cloud or networking or testing. You know, they perform their expertise again and again, and that is why they gain expertise. This is how it needs to be done for financial institute. This is how it needs to be done for the pharma related project. Okay, so all this expertise they will develop over a period of time because they specialize in those tasks. Now, when we talk about again functional versus project format, the most important is efficient handling of problems. Efficient handling of problems associated with manpower. It helps to manage the resources better. Effective manpower problems can be solved. You know, we have pool, and then we can easily look at the people and manage it. Again, career planning. As I said, you build your skill over a period of time. So a functional organization makes it easier for a developer to have a career that is technically oriented, because I know I'm a very expert in technical aspect. I know how to do the work related to this in a financial organization. Okay. So very, very important. Whereas in a project organization, more general form of career. No, because you are part of team. Okay, you work, a functional organization people work on different projects, right? But in project organization, you work only on the specific project which is being done, right? So as they develop a skill, they become people who can analyze the business or managers. Moving ahead, matrix organization or matrix form of organization. Now, in matrix, what happens is there are multiple projects and multiple resources working on different different projects. There is a pool of functional specialists. So I have a network specialist, assigned to different projects as needed. A member is assigned in a functional group and a project manager who is doing, who or she or he is doing, has been assigned. Right? This format is an extension of functional format and intended to provide advantage to both functional and project managers. Let's look at the image so that we all understand it in a little more detail. Okay, now if you in the image, you will see that there is functional group 1, functional group 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there are functional managers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now the resources number 1, 2, 3 belonging to a particular function, they will be part of project. Okay, they will work with manager 1, 2, 3. So they can render their services to different projects within the functional group. One person, I, being the person, will be able to give my expertise to different projects and work under different managers. That's a matrix organization. Okay. So depending on how my department is structured, how my organization breakdown is structured, the people will work differently or teams will be structured differently, either a functional project or a matrix organization. Okay. Depending on the relative power of function or manager, the matrix format can be weak or a strong. Weak matrix organization or a strong. If the project manager has strong hold, he can dictate terms. Okay. In a strong matrix organization, functional manager has more authority. He or she will dictate the term. Okay. But in a weak, project manager, no, will have strong hold. Okay. He or she can hire, you know, resources from outside also to get the job done. Even though matrix format has, you know, several advantages, but it has disadvantages also. Okay. What is happening? Because there is a dual reporting, right? I have a functional manager also, a project manager also. So dual authority leads to conflicts. Okay. Project managers, you know, let's say the project manager has decided that this resource I need in a week number 3 of month May. But functional managers say, no, we have, you know, team building activities which are going to happen in week number 3. So my resource might not be available. So what should you do? This kind of complications can arise. The strong functional matrix organization. So functional managers or managers need to, you know, tackle this crisis situation, handle in a much better way. You know, the hold which people have will decide which person has strong hold, will decide how your team structure or how your organization will work. So team structures define the responsibility, communication, reporting structure within the team. There are different types of team structure or variations which are possible. We have looked at that. Not all projects, team, organization follow same. No, they have different, you know, I told you about, you know, team structure, you know, if you're working, if your team is within the urbans, you know, the times are different. They're ready to work, you know, different times. If you're working in a non-metro location, people might not be well-versed with the project deadlines, timelines, you know. So not all follow the same type of structure. Depending on your project environment or the external factors or complexities involved, many times the way the team structure, team is structured, or the way team works will be affected. You need to adapt, you need to change. Okay? So complexities which can arise, you know. So let's look at quickly few of the aspects of democratic team or chief program team or mixed control team structures. So chief programmer team, what is the team structure? What is this team structure? In this type of team structure, the senior member of the team provides technical leadership and is designated as chief programmer. Here, the chief programmer defines the high-level design and then team will follow it, documenting it for other team. So hero, basically. I will write what needs to be done, what structure I need to create. Chief programmer team. So high to low. High to low. Chief programmer and the below team. They will just follow what has been given by chief programmer team. So chief programmer also verifies and integrates the work completed by. So basically a lead who will look at and help team members to ensure that the design consistency is maintained by dividing the task within the smaller teams. This type of structure is helpful in basically small projects. It is not very helpful in a bigger project because here the team morals many times go down because the thinking of the team is that, you know, I just need to follow. Constant supervision by the, or you know, micromanagement we call, you know. So collective original thinking by team member is little lacking in this. And now this leads to then another team structure, which is a democratic team. What do you mean by democratic team? No formal hierarchy has been followed. No clear direction is coming. Decisions are based on discussions within the team. So if I have four members will discuss with each other and decide what needs to be done. There is no chief programmer. And manager provides administrative or leadership related support to the team. If you look at the diagram, you will understand here, okay? So there are team members, there are five team members, and there are different communication paths. Each and every, no, if I have five members, I have to communicate with four other members. So one person has four different communication paths. I communicate with the different team. So one person having four, so five persons having multiplied by four. So different communications path open up. Okay, in a democratic team. Now, this democratic team structure is said to offer high morale and job satisfaction for the team. But it is more suitable when the projects are little, no, we are not sure. Research and innovation related projects, where doing discussions leads to innovation or creativity boosting. Because we are not sure what we are building. We are not sure what we are building. There are certain aspects which I need to check and evolve. Like, you know, AI-based bots I want to make. I'm not sure how it is going to be started. I know I have a vague idea, but now I have to develop on that. Right? Next is a mixed control structure. Okay, mixed control team structure. If you will see, we have both of best of both worlds. Okay, now here we have democratic as well as chief programmer. So there is a senior members who will dictate the term for the team, but the high level they are not in. Okay, right. So mixed control figures depicts a structure where communication paths are within the team member are incorporated, but democratic arrangement at the senior development. And then they will do problem solving at a lower part.